Well, Texas A&M President R. Bowen Lofton has always said that one reason for Texas A&M to leave the Big 12 is to bring the school more exposure nationally. Well, it's off to a good start today. Hello, everyone. I'm Tom Turbeville. Here's a first look at your sports. The Aggies seem to be the lead story on most national outlets today after Dr. Lofton announced this morning that Texas A&M has notified the Big 12 its intention to leave the conference in 10 months. The announcement actually was that A&M is submitting an application to join another conference. And although the Southeastern Conference was not mentioned in the statement, that's the one where A&M is hoping and planning to land. The statement today was no real surprise after last week's announcement that A&M had told the Big 12 they were exploring conference affiliation options. So what happens next? Well, according to TxAg's Billy Lucci, A&M will spend the next few days negotiating an exit fee with the Big 12, certainly hoping and planning to pare down what the Big 12 bylaws formula would calculate to some $25 million or more. An official application to the SEC may have already been submitted. Lucci says the SEC presidents will likely meet sometime soon after Labor Day, perhaps Tuesday or Wednesday, and if A&M's application is accepted, to expect a news conference possibly by the end of next week. A&M has an open date on the football field next weekend, so it would seem the perfect time to get the news out and digested before A&M continues its season when it hosts Idaho September the 17th in their second game. Now let's talk football on the field. None of this affects the Aggie football team this year, except that A&M could be branded as a deserter by the rest of the Big 12, and that'll surely make the target on their back somewhat bigger than it already is with their top 10 preseason ranking. But A&M is supposed to be good enough this year to stay with every opponent. A lot of that talent is at receiver, and the guy throwing to them is Ryan Tannehill. There's depth at receiver with Nate Askew and others, and Tannehill talks about that.
The more guys that keep stepping up and making plays for us really gives us depth and security out there. You know, guys are going to get banged up throughout the season. That's just the game of football. And to be able to have guys that can step in and make plays for you is really a security blanket. You know, Nate's come a long way. You know, I've talked about him a lot this offseason, and you know, he continues to get better. You know, Jeff's been down last couple weeks, and Nate stepped up for us and has really made some plays. Malcolm Kennedy, a guy that we knew had speed when he came in, redshirted last year, really didn't get a whole lot of time with him just because he was down with the scouts and things like that. But going throughout this summer, I think he really, really learned the offense and knows what's going on now. And, you know, you have a guy with that kind of speed and that kind of playmaking ability. Once he knows the offense, he can make stuff happen.
A&M and SMU, of course, Sunday night at 6:30 at Kyle Field. Talk a little baseball. American League West leader Texas has made a pair of trades to strengthen its roster for the stretch run, acquiring reliever Mike Gonzalez and bringing back catcher Matt Treanor. Treanor was with Texas last season when they won their first AL pennant and was traded to Kansas City at the end of the spring training for cash. They got him back from the Royals for a player to be named or cash. Gonzalez was 2-2 with a 4.27 ERA and 49 relief appearances for Baltimore. The Orioles traded him to Texas for a player to be named. Rangers lead the LA Angels by 3.5 as they go for another win tonight over Tampa Bay. The Astros are looking for their fourth straight win, still hosting Pittsburgh. U.S. Open tennis officials say two-time champion Venus Williams withdrew from the tournament before her second-round match against 22nd-ranked Sabine Litsky, citing unspecified illness. The 31-year-old Williams pulled out of the two hard-court tune-up tournaments this summer because of a virus. In her first match in 2 months, Williams beat Vanessa Dolts 6-4, 6-3 at Flushing Meadows on Monday. Well, Cincinnati Bengals running back Cedric Benson has begun serving his 20-day jail term to settle two misdemeanor assault cases. The former University of Texas star running back was sentenced Monday in Austin and had planned to surrender October the 17th during Cincinnati's bye week. But Travis County jail records show that Benson was booked late on Tuesday. Benson's jail time could be shortened with possible credit for time served when arrested. The 28-year-old was arrested last year for assaulting and allegedly punching a bar employee. He pleaded no contest to assault with injury. Last month, he was accused of punching an ex-roommate. Benson pleaded no contest to assault with bodily injury with family violence. That case will be dismissed if Benson does 30 hours of community service and pays restitution. Aggie volleyball team is on its way to the West Coast. They lost to the Israel national team in four games last night. Lori Corbelli falling to her old Olympic coach, Ari Selinger. They're off to Portland, where they'll play four matches starting tomorrow night. And Yao Ming's agent has asked the Naismith Basketball Hall of Fame to set aside Yao's nomination for a year. Yao retired in July and was nominated by a member of the Chinese media as a contributor to the game. He would have been eligible for induction as early as 2012. Hall of Fame President John Doliva says the agent told him that Yao feels it's too soon for him to be placed on the ballot. Yao was an 8-time All-Star whose career was derailed by injury. He'd be eligible to enter as a player in 2017. And that's your first look at sports. We'll have more next half hour. We'll hear more from Ryan Tannehill talking about football on the field, of course. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.